Hey everybody, it's me, Gary. So let's see, what's been happening on the Adventure Zone graduation? Well, Argo, Fitzroy, and the Fearbulg are all students at Hieronymus Wigginstaff's School for Heroism and Villainy. The school is run by Hieronymus Wigginstaff and his brother, Higglemas. The Fearbulg has been forgetting things, and it seems to have to do with going into Higglemas' office, so he made a deal with the Garys to make sure that Fitzroy knew next time he went there. Argo wrote a letter to Fitzroy's mom, so that was a thing that happened. You know, in general, there's been a lot of mystery, a lot of strangeness, so I'm sure we'll probably find out something about that in this episode. Let's listen, shall we? A few days have passed. Earlier, you received word that the three of you drew the early slot for real-world assignments this semester. Tomorrow morning, you'll be given all the details, pick up your equipment, and ship out. Tonight, though, is a chance for some corporate bonding. As such, Argo has volunteered to make dinner for the three of you in your dorm room. Argo, what are you cooking on the fantasy hot plate?
Argo recently discovered, you know, his whole thing about rickets.
Oh, really? He has rickets. A thing about rickets?
Yeah. And so he thought all this time, he just spent some time in the library doing a little research. And it doesn't have to just be citrus fruits. There are other things that are vitamin C rich. And one of those things is chili peppers. So he's cooking up a whole vat of like chili peppers for dinner tonight.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know what they are on the scopolamine, you know, scale or whatever it's called, but it's...
The Dolomite.
It's gonna, not that.
It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot.
You know what else was vitamin C rich was school dances in 1999.
graduations. We were actually looking for graduations. High school graduations is what we're looking for, Griffin.
Okay, so you're just making a big pot of chili peppers. I'm going to go ahead and say that Fitzroy does not eat that. Because I can role play and play any character. You know this. But it's hard for me to distance myself from a sentient human being enough to say like that sounds like a good idea.
Okay, how about stuffed chili peppers?
Better.
Stuffed with what?
Stuffed with smaller chili peppers.
See, I knew that's where you were going to go with it.
No, stuffed with the amla. Amla, those are Indian gooseberries, also vitamin C rich.
Okay, man.
And you can pick it out. If you see the things you don't like, you can pick it out.
Okay.
And salmon croquettes.
Sure. Weave the tapestry. That's what I said.
Is that all? Come on. I want more food, Daddy. Cook me more food.
No, I think that'll be it.
I want this soup. Make me soup.
Come on, bangarang, Dad. Breathe some more
bangarang.
Your rainbow food into life.
Blood pudding for dessert.
Blood pudding. I dumped it on the floor. Next.
That's what came in the blue tunic box.
Make me fish sticks, Dad.
Oh, God.
Make me fish sticks.
I'm now in character. I want sweet creams and treats.
Have you never had blood pudding before?
This is too spicy. I want sweet dessert treats and creamy delights.
Is this spicier than the gum your mom used to give you? Ha ha! Hot mint gum. See, you like spicy.
It's hot. Right? It's hot. That's spice, but it's more of a. It's not like a acidic spice. It's not like a chemical spice. Everything you've made today is too spicy and also not sweet or creamy enough. Don't you agree, Master Fearbulg?
I have eaten parts of my chair.
I won't eat sweet cream.
You see, he agrees with me.
This is subterfuge.
All right,
do
there's
not sound like that, do I?
There are pudding pops. I mean, would that be?
We're getting closer, aren't we?
With their blood pudding pops.
We're farther away.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Gary.
Oh, thank God.
Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to let Aga know that there's a letter for him. An owl is on its way with it.
Gary, what is the flavor of a Gary?
No, Garys aren't for eating. They're for loving. I was just kidding about the owl, by the way. We don't use owls. That was just a joke.
Ah.
It's a pretty funny joke.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was pretty funny, but then we kind of just skip right over it. Eh? I was going to make a... Anyways, we use magic. So Yoletta, it's already been delivered to your room. It's in there. It's on your pillow.
Okay, thanks.
What's it say?
Who's no. It's fan mail from some flounder. Yeah, because, you know, I'm live on the sea and as a sailor and it's a flounder.
It's just you rarely get mail, Argo. I was curious who it's from.
Well, you know, I'll read it later. I mean, I don't want to interrupt this. You know, we have not spent very much time together, you know, as a unit. And so I'll read it later. It's not that important, really.
Okay.
Did we all get these letters?
Nope. Just Argo.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll just talk about eating pretend dinner for an hour and a half.
All right. Okay. You want me to read the letter?
You don't have to tell him. You can go in a different room. Like, you don't have to put on a little show.
Well, I mean, he's wanting to know all about the letter. What am, you know?
But there's privacy in this world. You're not living in a Frank Lloyd Wright house with no walls.
It's okay. I have a pen pal. All right, and it's kind of personal. They're you know, in prison somewhere. It's just some. It's a private thing.
I think you've taken a lover. Hmm.
No.
Perhaps you found yourself a little romantic liaison. Perhaps.
But this is wonderful. Why have you hidden this love?
Who's the lucky person, huh, Argo?
Well, we haven't really met, physically met. It's kind of,
You haven't met in Congress.
Right. Well, or in person. We haven't really met like that. It's just we've just kind of made a connection, and there's just something there. I don't know what it is. You know, it's just nice to have another, you know, person to bounce ideas off of.
Oh, sure. I'm happy for you, Argo. Genuinely. Thank you. All need that sort of connection in our lives.
Oh, well, good. Good. Thank you. Thank you for understanding. You know, it's, you know, schoolwork is kind of tough and everything else. It's nice to have, you know, like a sounding board, somebody, you know, to kind of run things by.
Are we ever going to get to meet them? Is it someone that we know, or?
It's nobody here at the school. No, it's kind of far away. You know, it's safer that way.
Canada.
Yes, but that's Canada with a K. Canada, yeah.
All right. It's pronounced Canada. Just real quick.
We'll give you your privacy so that you can enjoy your letter. We promise not to spy. Wink.
That would be a good thing. Thank you for letting me have that little bit of privacy. You know, and after, you know, when things have moved along a little bit farther, I'll share with you. I don't want to make a big deal of it if there's nothing really there, you know?
I've gone on to caring about something else.
Okay.
So, Argo, you step into the bedroom and you pop open the letter. It is addressed from you. And you see that the return address is Dendra Maple Court.
Right.
And the letter reads...
Hey!
You don't know that yet.
Oh, okay.
The letter reads, Dear Mr. Keene, it's so wonderful to hear from you. It's very nice to know that Fitz is making friends. From what he's told me, I got the impression that he never really quite fit in with all those snobs at the night school. This roast thing sounds like a lot of fun. I just wish I had more fun stories to share. The truth is, Fitz had a pretty normal childhood. He was special to us, of course, but
when he didn't show any signs of magic, we figured he'd just taken after his dad, Jerry. Maybe even become a caravaner like him. Then he was chosen to become a knight for Goodcastle, and we were just over the moon. We took out a big loan against Jerry's caravan so we could pay the knight fees and to send him to that fancy school. Then, out of nowhere, boom, he starts doing this weird magic. Honestly, I have no idea where that comes from. My family's magic has always been illusory, not whatever this is. We thought his dreams of becoming a knight were over. Just imagine how happy we were when we heard from Wiganstaff saying that an anonymous benefactor had paid his tuition. But listen to me rattling on. If you can use it, Fitzy slept with a blanket named Mr. Blanks until he was 7. I hope that helps. And thank you for looking out for him. That will help me sleep better at night. Yours, Dendra Maplecourt. P.S. Please find enclosed 3 sticks of Fitz's favorite hot mint gum.
Okay. So, I think he would take the letter and fold it carefully, put it back in the envelope, and hide it with his rogue skill so that it couldn't be accidentally, you know, like stumbled upon.
Mm-hmm. Make a, let's say, stealth check. Because you're doing it, no one's watching, so it wouldn't be sleight of hand. You're trying to hide something, so we'll go with stealth.
Ooh, not good. That's 7 plus, well, 8. That's 15.
Yeah, that's good. You hide it. You feel pretty confident that it is hidden somewhere where no one will find it.
Okay. When you come back out into the general hall, I look up at you uncomfortably because I ran out while you were gone and I got Burgers King.
He got King Burgers.
Yeah.
I got King Burgers. So I've kind of got my mouth open with some burger in it, like, so it's for the Fearbulk. He wouldn't stop. He would not stop about the Burgers King.
So, I have only consumed the tomato slice, but it was
primo.
Exceptional.
Well,
I will talk faster next time. I did not think about watching me talk that slowly with a full mouth. It must be quite the spectacle.
Not good. Not good. It's not like I'm watching good. Like tableside salsa being prepared or something. I hate it.
Artisanal.
Fitzroy, make a perception check for me.
Sure. That is a 15 plus 2, 17.
You, when Argo re-enters the room, you get a very distinct whiff of hot mint gum.
Now wait just a minute there. Because I'll throw this food right in the toilet. I'll take the burger right out of the Fearbulk's hands and flush it right down. If you got hot mint gum, do you have hot mint? Argo, do you have hot mint gum?
Okay. I was saving it for a surprise, but here you go. And I hold out a stick of the hot mint gum to him.
It's Spicyman's. This is the brand that we always had around the house, is Spicyman's hot mint gum. Can't go wrong with Spicyman's. Yeah. And this is the sound. Just in case people at home wanted to hear that, the sound of gum being chewed into a microphone.
Yeah, I got a few sticks on G-Bay. And I thought,
I'm sorry. What's the G stand for?
Garfield.
No, get the fuck out of here. Wait, Gary? Gary Bay?
Yeah, okay.
G-Bay is Gary. G-Bay is you ask Gary if any other Garys know where you can buy some gum.
Mm-hmm. And then if you want something a little more illicit, you have to get on the dark G-Bay.
Yeah. That's for the outside Garys.
The deep Gary. Where did you really bought this from Gary?
Well, from the G Bay, yeah, from the Gary Bay here, and I got three sticks all together. I want you to have all three of them, because hey, okay, let me be honest. I'm trying to butter you up a little bit. I've kind of felt like I've been kind of the odd man out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, in the whole
hold on, Dad. You're spitting a lot of stuff here. I need you to make a deception check.
Oh.
Because you did not really get them through Gary Bay. That was, let me check the records, a lie.
Is this contested? Should I roll insight?
Yeah. Do it, Doug.
So deception, that is a...
I got a 5 plus 0, so...
Not
great.
I got
a 10. I got a 10 plus 4, 14.
Okay. The lie plays.
Sounds good to me.
I wanted to kind of kiss up to you a little bit because I have kind of like felt like a little bit of an outsider in the old Thunderman Corporation, you know, because, you know, you're the CEO and Firbolg here is the COO or CFO, and I wanted to be a C-something-O. And it's, you know, I wanted a title. I wanted to be a CCO. I want to be the CCO, the communications guy.
Every member of the Thunderman team is a valuable component of the organization. We are more of a family.
And as the Firbolg will tell you, there are certain payroll considerations to make. There's a sort of salary cap and a very strict overhead, if I'm using these terms correctly. Let me know if I'm not. So it makes new titles like that, a sort of quick acceleration like that, somewhat challenging.
Wait a minute, you mean the Firbolg's making more than me?
A gentleman never tells. But no, yes, quite a bit more, yes.
Well, wait a minute. We've been members of the group the same amount of time. Where's Spanduli? Where's my pay hike? Where's my... what's the deal?
Firbolg, say something dope about money.
When you turn, the Firbolg is gone.
Hey, he left.
Yeah, where does that leave you in your argument there?
I guess he's sort of averse to confrontation. Listen, it is nothing. It's nothing personal, Argo. I also feel a slight distance between the two of us. But, you know, sometimes colleagues don't have to be on the same wavelength all the time. And in fact, that sort of friction can be very... Oh, shit, I just realized something.
Firbolg, you are vaguely aware of moving through the cool of the evening. You pass by shadows, unsure if they are buildings, trees, or people. Your feet are moving, but you are unsure why. The sound in your ears merge into a persistent buzz. As you pass from cool, moonlit air to darker, warmer air, a doorway perhaps? A single word penetrates the cacophony. In this word, you hear both a question and concern.
Buddy?
Back in the dorm, your Gary pipes up once more.
Hey, fellas, it's me, Gary, again. I just heard through the Gary vine that your pal Firbolg is headed up to Higglemas's office. Apparently, we're supposed to tell Fitzroy so he can stop him. Anyway, have a good night.
Argo, there is something that I haven't told you, and I know there's something you have not told me, but we do not have time to hash this out right now. I need to go and find our Firbolg friend. You can come with me if you want, but we need to be discreet. Do you understand?
Discreet. I can do discreet. I can do discreet very well. I am a rogue.
Okay.
Let's
Gary,
go.
Gary, where specifically is he?
Heading into the annex.
Okay. I'm bolting.
We better beat feet. Yeah, let's go.
So roll both of you a stealth check.
Are we out after curfew or something?
Yeah, it's mostly you're just like rushing to get there and you don't want to draw too much attention because that is not a normal thing to be doing, sprinting across campus at night.
I got a 13 plus 2, 15.
I got a 10 plus 8, 18.
Yeah, you both definitely succeed. You move quickly. But with purpose.
Just kind of hot stepping.
Yeah, you're going. You're moving quietly. You're a natural at this, Argo. I mean, you are a rogue by trade. And Fitzroy, you know, you got a light step. You're a careful runner. You're agile.
A sort of dandy trot.
A dandy trot, but a careful dandy trot. A dandy trot that's been on some adventures. So you reach the annex building, and you have no idea how long it's been since the Firbolg has entered. I mean, it usually takes you like 15 minutes to walk from the dorms at a leisurely pace, you know, stopping and saying hi to everybody. So you're betting maybe 5 minutes at a full-blown sprint. You are both, I don't know, make an athletics check to see if you're winded.
16 plus 5, 21.
Oh, you're great. You feel invigorated.
I have more wind in me.
Yeah.
2 plus 3, that's 5.
Oh, yeah. You are winded.
Hey, no, wait. Hang on. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Boy, I tell you what, being stealthy just sucks it right out of you.
Hey, it's my buddies. It's me, Hello. Outside Gary.
Hello, Outside Gary. Remind me to hit you up later for some needs I have that Word. I've just found out you can fill for me.
What do you mean?
Oh, you know what I mean, you nasty... Hey, listen, have you seen the Firbolg lately?
Oh, yeah, he just went in. You need to go stop him.
Yeah, he told me that might happen. Okay, Argo, so, God, where to start? Again, we don't have much time. The Firbolg has consistently been mind-controlled by some force in this school, and we assume it is... Hey, Gary, are you cool?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Can you, like, earmuff? Can you go on privacy mode for a second?
Oh, you know what? For buddies, you got it. And he pokes his little Gary fingers in his little Gary ears.
Aww. Adorable.
It's cute. Listen,
something has been controlling the Firbolg and sending it into Higglemas's office, and so we need to find out what's going on because it's been happening consistently and for months. So,
jeez Louise. Okay.
Well, and the only reason we didn't tell you about that is because you've been sneaking out at night, and we don't know sort of what your whole deal is, and yeah, we can again, this is a beef worth squashing. And we'll get to it later.
Right.
But
we will, yeah.
Right now, I think it will behoove us to save our friend.
I'm with you 100%. Come on, let's go.
You reach Higglemas's door. It is closed, and there's no sign of the Firbolg, so you make the safe assumption that he is already inside.
Can I see if it's locked?
You can.
Is that investigation?
Yeah, make an investigation check.
Okay, that's 14 plus 3, 17.
Ah, that's a great check. You are able to discern that it is locked. You can also see etched around the lock some tiny runes, some arcane runes. And you have learned from your independent studies with Jackal that this is most likely a magical trap around this lock. But because you have investigated successfully, you were able to determine that it exists. And it's actually quite easy. Once you have spotted it, you just scratch out the top left corner rune.
Now, hold up.
Little Foley work there. Great.
That's pretty good stuff. Let's, before we go in, do you mind if I just kind of slice the pie a little bit to find out what we might be sneaking into?
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
I pull out Snippers. I summon Snippers, I guess. I tie a little bandana around him. And okay. I set him down on the floor. And I say, now, Snippers, listen. I need you to be quiet, boy. That's a little bit loud. Can you make quiet bubbles for Daddy? Beep, 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 beep. Okay, Snippers, I need you to sneak under that door and find and show me with our telepathic link. Remember how we do that sometimes? What's going on in there, okay? But it's real important you don't get caught because you are a very recognizable pet and people will know exactly who you belong to. So can you do that for Daddy? Scuttle, my little man.
So Snippers scuttles under the door, swift as thought. And you close your eyes and you can see through his eyes. Now, the angle is not good because, once again, he's like 3 inches tall. But you are able to see the Firbolg standing almost like a drunk, you know, a little bit wobbling back and forth, his eyes unfocused, lids half closed. And you can see Higglemas speaking to him in a low voice, like staring at him pretty intensely. If you wanted to make out the words, you would need Snippers to move even closer.
Sort of paint a picture, because I think that'll be important for like what happens next. Is Higglemas's desk, I assume, facing the door?
It's kind of sideways to the door. So you would walk in the door. His desk is on the left. There's a fireplace on the right. They are kind of standing in the middle, I would say about 2 feet apart. About the center.
I'm saying there's no room for us to literally open the door and get inside this room without, like, I don't Correct. Know how spacious and okay. I relay that to Argo. Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to get in there, bud, without rousing some suspicions, by which I mean getting caught and potentially it, like, disintegrated or something.
Well, it does Snipper see the Firbolg in there?
Yep, I can see the Firbolg through my crab's many powerful eyes.
But then why aren't they attacking the Firbolg?
Who?
Why hasn't the Firbolg tripped any of these alarms or anything?
Yeah, because he's been mind-controlled by Higglemas. I told you this outside, Argo. You were paying attention, right?
Right, I did, but I mean, okay, all right. Well, could we pretend we were being mind-controlled and walk in? Would that help anything?
It would be funny. Like, it would be funny. I think we'd get a good laugh out of it if we walked in there and we were like, you got us too. But I think he would know that he's not also mind controlling us. Don't you think?
Sure. Then you come up with something, wise guy.
I think we could do. I don't think we're going to go in there. We can bring them out to us with a little emergency, a little uh-oh, a little whoopsie. Don't you think?
Oh, okay. All right. Go on. So we're like an improv thing. Yeah, go ahead. What's the premise?
Okay, so the premise is that this hallway can be very on fire, or a little on fire. It depends on how much fire I do to it. And then you can run in and be like, oh no, there's fire, it's so bad. Everybody needs to get out. Wait a minute, what? Hey, it's so funny that you're here, Firbolg. And like, but then you'll be like, we gotta get out of here. You gotta get out of here. There's fire in the hallway.
Do I sound like that? Is that my voice? Is that
so
what
far
you think
I've done?
Like?
It insults me that the two of you don't think I can do spot on impressions of you.
You don't. That and cussing, you haven't really nailed those yet. But I mean, I appreciate
I guess
the effort.
I don't.
Yeah. Still. Still. Okay. Let's do that. Start your fire, and I'll unlock the door and rush in.
Gary, do you have like an automatic fire alarm system built in? Is there a Gary in this hallway?
No. So, after much discussion, still connected to Snippers, you hear Higglemas say the words banana nutmeg in a commanding voice, and then you hear the door open, and there is standing Higglemas and a seemingly more conscious Firbolg. And Higglemas is very surprised to see the two of you. Oh!
There's a fire.
That's wait. There's fire. You need to get. Hell, Furby. Hello, friend. Yeah, and you need to get out of here too, because according to Fitzroy, there's some kind of fire out here. We've got a whiff of something.
It's a little one.
Small fire.
Look.
Why don't you boys step into my office real quick, and the four of us will figure out. This fire thing. And
I have to use the bathroom.
Come on in. I have a private one.
No, I have my own private one that I like.
I think if we don't get out of here, there's the conflagration's going to get us.
Also, the fire. Yes, there's a lot of plots kind of going on at once, but there is a fire.
The three of you need to come inside right now.
Why am I here?
Don't you remember you...
Why am I here?
Seems like a pretty straightforward question.
The Firbolg is standing at full height. He never does this.
Higglemas attempts to close the door.
The Firbolg starts to cast Shillelagh.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
He's fucking done.
Oh. You boys are drawing a lot of attention. You need to come inside right now.
Before this, I had nothing. I can go back to nothing. What I will not have is a body that is not my own. Why am I here?
Cinnamon strawberries. And when he says that, you remember.
I'm a big boy. I need tempo. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the advertisements here on the Adventure Zone. I'd like to tell you about tempo.
And with us as a special guest, J.K. Simmons.
That's not
my tempo.
Well, no.
It's not my tempo.
Have him say, like, that is my tempo.
Oh, that is my tempo.
Okay, now J.K., make him say Griffin's the best.
And Griffin's also the best. Give me pictures of Spider-Man.
You didn't tell him to say that. That was you.
He's
doing
the voice.
He's on
the headphones.
Okay.
He's got his own cans. He brought them from home.
Okay.
He's a professional.
Why do you guys like this?
What do you
mean?
Can
you just do a normal advertisement? Can you do like a normal ad?
Okay. So yeah, I'm a busy guy, and so is Travis. He knows J.K. Simmons. So when you're busy and you're on the go and you want to eat good food, but you only have like 2 minutes to heat it up, you can still have really yummy stuff thanks to Tempo. This is my tempo. I'm talking about Tuscan bacon mushroom chicken.
Ooh.
I'm talking about five spice glazed chicken thighs.
Yeah, yes.
They got seafood options. They got chili shrimp rice bowl. They got so many stuff. They got protein pack stuff. They're always swapping around the menu, so you can always like try out new stuff, and it all tastes really good. And you can get it ready like really, really fast.
And even J.K. Simmons likes it. He's the pickiest eater I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He has really specific tastes, and there is a special J.K. Simmons only menu on Tempo.
Yeah, I eat pictures of Spider-Man.
If you go to tempomeals.com, you'll see an option that'll be like the special J.K. Simmons menu. When you click on it, it says, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" It's like a captcha. It's like, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" And it tests you. And if it's not, then it'll be like, "Get the fuck out of here." Get the fuck out of here. This is for JK only, it says.
Wow. So for a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to tempomeals.com/adventure. That's tempomeals.com/adventure for 60% off your first box. Tempomeals.com/adventure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Guys, I got a mattress from Lisa, the luxury hybrid, and it is changing my life. First, I'm just going to tell you, first of all, it lays flat like this.
Yeah.
A lot of beds that I have had in the past are at a 45-degree angle or worse, Dracula style, 180.
Yeah.
So the Lisa mattress is flat, which we love. The next
that
thing,
is 180. I do just want to say that the flat is 180.
It's way longer than my body.
Okay.
A lot of beds, my head and feet dangle off of them like a child, like Will Ferrell in the film Elf.
Yeah,
and the elf beds. This is not like that. This bed is bigger than my body, which is incredible.
Is it thin like a tissue?
No, it's comfortable like a million tissues.
Whoa!
Sorry, it says here, don't compare it to a million tissues. No, it's got aerated... It's got aerated foam channels and an ultra breathable dual spring system. It's like sitting in between the balance of foam and spring. It's like living in the middle, in the mid space. It's the perfect balance. The in the Shadowlands. And yeah, it can keep you cool. They got a chill hybrid too. If you want to go a little bit cooler,
like me,
advanced cooling, luxury quilt top. If you want, yeah, exactly.
I'm a chill hybrid.
Yeah,
you're a chill hybrid.
Yeah, half Travis, half electric.
Go to Leesa.com for 20% off mattresses, plus get an extra $50 off with promo code ADVENTURE, exclusive for our listeners. That's Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE for 20% off mattress, plus an extra $50 off. Support our show and let them know we sent you after checkout. Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE.
And check this out.
That's pretty good, Griffin.
Thanks.
Hey, a couple quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show. Okay, so now come inside. Hurry.
Yes, it's fine. Follow.
All right. Come on, Fitz, let's go.
Okay, but you don't want to see my hand where my fire be at, because I can throw those.
Should we put that out before we...
There was not a fire, it was a live fire. Let's go.
Oh, because I was going to conjure water, because I don't get many chances to do that.
When Hagelmiss closes the door behind you, you see him place a hand on the door, and glowing runes light on this side, and you can see where they've been lightly carved into the wood. And he says, "I'm so sorry. I didn't want to get you boys involved in this. I'm so sorry. Please have a seat."
Firbolg, are you okay? Are you all right, Firbolg?
This is fine.
Okay.
And so you all take seats around the fireplace where Hagelmiss has indicated. He sits down with his dog Hero to his left. And as Hagelmiss begins to speak, his hand absentmindedly begins to scratch the dog's head and pet Hero. So you have a decision to make. And it's a decision I've offered to many people many times. And honestly, there is no wrong answer. I can tell you everything. And you can help. But you'll be in danger. Or I can wipe this right now and you'll never remember.
I will not have my memory gone anymore. I am living in the truth.
I'm with the Firbolg.
Yeah, and I think whether or not our minds are wiped, it sounds to me like there's danger anyway, so yeah, I'm in. Tell us about it.
So, 50 years ago, a demon prince attempted to kill Hieronymus Wiggenstaff.
This story kicks ass already.
Yes, it does.
Well, a demon prince?
Yes, we had fought him before and driven him back, and now it seemed that he was targeting him again. What? You young boys, what you must remember is time is so much older than you can perceive. Your lifespans, what are they? Even you, you half-elf, 250, 300 years, maybe? We elves can live to be 700, 800 years. I have seen centuries come and go. I remember the world when it was wild, not sophisticated and ordered and bureaucratic like it is now. There was a time where heroes fought demon princes and saved kingdoms, not for money, but because it's what heroes did. And there were mistakes. There was collateral damage. But it was what heroes did. I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted. So 50 years ago, a demon prince targeted Hieronymus with a curse. Targeted him at the molecular level. And the only way to save him... You see, I've always had a knack for transformation spells. And I could save my brother, but sacrifices had to be made for him and for me. It worked, but I channeled a large portion of the curse. That's why I'm as old as I look.
And now your brother is the dog?
Yes.
Oh, shit, I was making a joke. Your brother's the dog?
That's right.
I was goofing. You turned your brother
that
into
was,
a...
That's...
a very good guess.
That was a...
But who's your brother's not a dog, because he also, like, comes out and talks to us sometime during mealtimes and says, like, inspiring shit. Wait a minute, is that the dog?
We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, because at least top three most inspiring dogs I have met. Incredible. Lassie. One.
Obviously.
Littlest hobo, Canadian Lassie, two.
Mm-hmm.
Your brother, the dog, three.
No, that.
What about Tramp? Okay. Tramp figures in there, doesn't he?
Tramp is the Benji.
Yes.
Benji.
The Hieronymus that you're talking about is not the dog. Me and Hero have not been able to leave this office in 50 years. I have heavy warding in here that keeps us from being targeted again. No, see... After I saved my brother, the next day, two big events occurred at the school. First, this new Hieronymus showed up. And second, the world broke. If you look out the window, it used to be a flowing field, but without sound or any kind of fury. This gigantic crack in the earth formed. And for whatever reason, everyone else on Nua woke up, remembering that the Godscar Chasm had been there forever. But I remember the truth. That chasm is only 5 decades old, and it appeared fully formed. Everyone is aware of the chasm, but no one seems to think of it for too long. People's minds just seem to slide off of it. That's why it's unexplored. And so for 50 years, we've sat and we've waited and we've stayed safe. Then the Fearbulg came, and I knew that the Fearbulg... They understand nature. They are connected. So I asked the Fearbulg about my dog, and he didn't notice anything. And that confirmed my suspicions. The transformation is becoming permanent. His consciousness is fading. I have to undo this transformation, or my brother will be gone forever. there's a problem. The problem was, I don't have the materials I need to cure my brother. And I couldn't ask any of the staff or other teachers for help, because it might draw the attention of whoever this fake Hieronymus is. And so I asked the Firbolg. And listen, on the one hand, he was perfect because he was honest and true, and I knew I could trust him. But that in and of itself was also the problem, because I knew that he could not lie. So I discussed it with him, and we made a plan. I would tell him what needed to be done, and then wipe his memory, burying the instructions in his subconscious. It was all done with his consent, he'll tell you.
And he can tell us whatever he wants, but you've already confessed that you can alter people's memory. So how are we to know what is true and what is not, even if it comes from our friend's mouth?
I understand. I'm...
like, I'm sorry you turned your brother into a dog, but you did sort of psychically manipulate our friend. And also, hey, quick cue, where's Leon? Because I'm assuming you were doing a little bit of mind control on him, too. Was he also, like, wicked plugged into nature, or what was that all about?
Oh, hold on one moment. And he goes and opens the window, and the hawk that you saw at the hospital comes and lands on his shoulder, and he says, Leon's been doing some spying for me.
All right, Animorphs. Like, so if someone does something that you don't like, you turn them into an animal?
No.
Because can I call dibs on, like, wolf or something badass like that?
This is not a punishment. This is... I'm keeping them safe. I told you, there's a danger. There's a demon prince out there who wants to destroy me and my brother, and anybody who knows that the God Sarcasm shouldn't exist, that there's a fake Hieronymus Wiggenstaff, or that even my brother and I are alive, like, these things put you in danger. I have to keep you safe. Don't you understand?
I do. Listen, I want to ask the Firbolg. You just said we could ask the Firbolg. If you've returned control of his mind back to him, and he is the most honest creature on the face of the earth. Firbolg, what's up with this story? Is he telling the truth?
It's all true.
There is something I want to ask, because I know that the Firbolg has understanding, so he has probably had this discussion before, so he probably remembers this discussion. So I want to ask you, just as Justin, why has he kept himself, like, I understand keeping other people out of it, but, like, why is he kept silent about, like, fake brother and stuff like that? Why has he not spoken out about it?
So the reason is that the fact that Hieronymus survived the curse is information that only Higglemas has. And so any questions about what this is a fake Hieronymus, how would he prove it? What indication would he have? Any of those things. And he hasn't been able to leave the office. He's basically just become incredibly, increasingly paranoid of anything happening to either him or Hieronymus. And he also doesn't know who to trust. He doesn't know who is working for the Demon Prince and who is, you know, an honest and true person, which is the reason that he trusted the Firbolg, because he knows that the Firbolg cannot lie.
Okay.
Firbolg friend, I have to ask. You have stuck your neck out and put yourself into a significant amount of danger and given up all of your mental faculties from time to time to help out this guy and his brother dog. Like, why? Why do all this for them? I know you're a good soul, but that goes beyond just general kindness.
Gitusen Valnol. give 1,000 for nothing. This is the code, huh?
Well, it is a code. That's
the code of the Fearbook.
Oh, right. Got it.
We have discussed this at length.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So did you scout him out from his swamp home, or was he an actual genuinely enrolled student here when you found him?
Oh, the fact that he's here is a complete just lucky break for me. I had no idea that he was coming, but when he stopped by with you guys on that first day of the year, I saw an opportunity, and I sent word that we needed to meet and work out some details of his, you know, the schedule or whatever, and that was when the plan was made. I haven't, you know, manipulated anybody. I didn't know.
So, Furbelg, you're doing this voluntarily, right? He's not making you do this, right?
No. This was my decision. I remember everything. There are no gaps. I feel as though the leaves have dropped and I can see this guy.
And Leon, is he beyond your ability to transform back as well?
No, I've had decades to perfect the spell. I have been working on it for years. I have figured it out. I've got it now.
Okay, Leon, transform back now.
Well, I would have to do it.
But you need the components.
Yes.
And I'm... All right, can I call the question here? I don't want Furbolg doing this mission on his own. So, I mean, would it not speed up the process if you had, like, three of us helping with this gathering mission or whatever it is?
Are you volunteering?
Well, yeah, I think I am. Yeah. I'm not the devious one. Well, I am kind of a devious. I don't want either of these guys to be out there. And of course, I don't know if Fitzroy's interested or not, but I don't want Furbolg out there being the only one that's a target of this. And, you know, I don't know if I trust you 100%, but I sure do trust the Furbolg.
Higglemiss, if I have learned one thing at this school, it is this. What's in it for us?
And he smiles. Well, do you want to be a hero?
It's come to my attention that those labels don't necessarily matter a whole lot. What I want to be is a knight in the realm of Good Castle, where I'm currently serving in absentia. My journey is a strange and twisting one, Higglemiss, at this point, but as you seem like a great principal or vice dean or whatever, but you are asking us to put our lives at risk so that we can make sure your brother doesn't turn into a dog. You understand how that's not necessarily my largest concern, right?
Oh, I might not have made myself clear. Do you want to be a hero? Did you come to this school? Did you start on whatever this path is because you wanted a title or because you wanted to do the right thing? Because I can erase your mind, let you go on, all three of you. I can find another way. It will be tough, and I don't know what I'll do, but I could. But if you're all here to be better and be heroes, this is our chance.
You, like, literally just said that you're not manipulating anyone. And that was, like, wicked manipulative. Yes, we want to be heroes. We want to be big and brave so that we can risk our lives. Again, risk our lives so that your brother doesn't turn into a dog. That is not a great quest, Higglemiss. Well, there's a third option where we just kind of dip and then, like... know this stuff, and so our lives are a little bit safer at this school, knowing kind of the picture of what's going on now, and then we all just kind of graduate and continue on the Thunderman business as successful partners. So that's option three, and that one looks pretty good right now, Higglemas, because I don't know that I want to die in the service of your brother not being a dog anymore.
What I'm about to say, forgive me, because it is going to sound very threatening, and I do not mean it to. It is just a statement of fact. But you would not be walking out that door with the memory of this discussion intact.
Yeah, that sounded a little threatening. Yeah, pretty threatening.
Kind of a little threatening.
A little bit.
I recognize. Listen, I prefaced. I said. I know. I do. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is that saving my brother is just step one. Because let's look at the bigger picture here, boys. Someone ripped the world a new one, and that chasm has been leaking out wild magic for 50 years. And he looks at you, Fitzroy, and says, and I think you know something about wild magic.
Yeah, I didn't do it. So, like, I would have remembered blowing a butt crack in the side of the world.
Oh, I'm not saying you did it. I'm saying that right now, as far as any of my research and any of my scouts and spies have been able to figure, there's only two places on all of Nua where this wild magic exists. In the Godscar Chasm and in Fitzroy Maple Court.
Okay, so I guess it is me. Sorry, guys. My whoopsie. I must have just, like, sleepwalked. You know what I mean.
Unless you're 50 years old, Fitzroy, I don't think you caused the chasm. I think maybe the other way around.
I climbed out of its earthen
no,
womb?
That the magic
you
that's...
You were born from the earth's butt crack.
No, that the magic that manifested in you is somehow connected to the magic leaking out of the... I shouldn't have to...
We pieced it together.
Okay, then why are we talking about butt cracks?
It's another great lead that you have given us that we can follow up on.
This is going to be awful fan art.
Higglemas, tell them about your brother.
It's hard to decide even where to begin. My brother, it sounds so empty to say that he's the greatest person I've ever known, but imagine if I said that and you truly believed that it was not. I'm not speaking metaphorically. I'm not speaking in grandiose terms. He is quite literally the greatest person I have ever known. He has saved so many lives and asked for nothing in return. He founded this school so he could train a new generation of heroes to be what heroes should be.
And villains, though, right? And villains?
Not at first. Well,
okay.
250 years ago, when we opened this school, it was just a training school. The world changed around us, and the school changed with it, but that was not his intention. When he began this school, he had such lofty goals, and slowly the world chipped away. But he still believed that people would do good, not for a paycheck, but because it was the right thing to do. And the world still needs that. I would have died saving my brother if I could have spared him any of this at any cost. I would have. Out of love, yes, but because I know the world is a better place with Hieronymus Wickenstaff in it.
This is what he said to me, this, these words, this is why I let myself be changed, let my mind be vanished. Blood etten air blood kong. The blood of the runt is the blood of the king. Proxteref rang clang bird. Bravery, effort, and honor over birth. This one person is worth this. This is something we can do.
Well, I don't want to speak for Fitzroy, but I'm in. Whatever we can do, whatever I can do to help you fix your brother the dog, or find out who fake Hieronymus is, or whatever, patch up the chasm, whatever, I'm in. You got my hand here. I'm holding out like, you know, like the Lord of the Rings thing. I'm in. I'm doing it.
Hero puts his paw on your hand.
Argo, this thing, it will look very good on your quarterly evaluation. This is the kind of attitude we look for in an up-and-coming Thunderman employee.
Well, I'm not doing it for that reason, but if that's a bonus, yay me.
It doesn't hurt, yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
Let's not bandy the term bonus about. It makes him very nervous, financially.
No, it doesn't make me nervous at all. It makes me happy about it. I want a bonus.
Yeah,
what
okay.
What do you say?
Before I say anything, I'm going to say a thing that I said like 10 minutes ago before we all talked about how brave this dog is, which was, what is in it for us? Because you asked if I wanted to be a hero. Yup, I did. And you asked if I wanted a title. Higglemas, the only thing I really ask from you is for a diploma. So, I think that's a pretty good trade, don't you think?
Sure, Fitzroy, if that's... Yes. You help me save my brother, and by extension, the world, and I will give you a piece of paper that says you have finished your schooling here.
Thank you, right? Good. If you had started there a bit ago... You probably could have got me to do it just for some hours, but you agreed, and you all saw it, that he's going to give me a diploma. And that means I'll get to wear the cool robe and the cool hat, and I get to sail over the ocean or the mountains or wherever direction Goodcastle's in, and then everything's great. Listen, of course we'll do it. Of course we'll do it. This is a great chance for the Thunderman organization to prove itself, to cut our teeth on a big global... chaotic adventure? That sounds radical.
Well, good to hear you finally on board.
Can you advance like half the diploma?
No. What?
Oh, can you sign this sheet that says that I can get a bunch of gold and stuff to make some cool, like, rings or whatever?
Sure, what the fuck do I care?
Yeah, sign right there.
Okay.
And right there. And initial right there.
You got it.
Cool. Right, that's a good start.
It doesn't affect me at all. I'm happy to cost this school whatever money you need.
Oh my god. Hey, guys, did you hear that?
We want the permanent hall pass.
But that's legend.
I have heard of it told in legend and myth.
I'll begin crafting the dark runes.
My friend Derek told me about it, the ring shop class.
I want our own private creperie opened with full-time staffing inside of our dormitory. This is non-negotiable.
Well, I mean, if I make big, I can... Okay, sorry, let me rephrase. I can give you anything within reason that I can justifiably say will help benefit your schooling and adventures or whatever. I can't set you up, you know, a water slide in your dorm or whatever.
That sounds cool, too, and I'm adding it to the list. Or else, sorry, puppy. You want tummy rubs? Can I tummy rub your brother?
I'm a very powerful... You can. He actually really likes that. But I'm a very powerful wizard. I just want you to keep that in mind before you start being, you know, a little shit. So, if that's everything and everyone's on board and up to date, I have been beefing up these wards. And he kind of waves his hand, and you see all carved along the rafters, in the stones, in the doors, in the window frames, everything, just about every surface of this room begins glowing with runes, and the whole thing is warded. Everything is ready, and the Fearbolg has already brought me just about everything I need, but there's one more ingredient I need. Tomorrow, you are being sent out on an assignment. I pulled some strings to make sure you were assigned to this one. I said that this would be, I don't know, good for Argo or what. I can't even remember. But basically, there are two herds of centaurs that are on the brink of doing battle. Every year, their sacred tree grows two apples. One goes to one herd and one goes to the other. And this year, for whatever reason, for the first time, the tree only grew one. And I need you, by hook or by crook, to bring me that apple.
The whole thing, or just will a slice suffice?
I'm going to need the whole apple.
Not much vitamin C in an apple, so yeah, I don't want it.
What's wrong with you? Why it's is that? Abby's why
rickets.
Is it?
I've explained the rickets fear to you.
This does not sound like the action of a hero. What is the apple for to the centaurs?
To the centaurs, it just represents balance. They don't know the power of it. It is merely a sacred tree. And this is a relic that blesses them with blah, 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 blah. But for me, it is the last ingredient I need to make a potion that we can use over and over again to undo transformations, and we need it. Remember what I said earlier, being a hero sometimes involves collateral damage, but no one will get hurt, at least if you do your jobs right. They do not need this apple to live. You can figure it out. I believe in the three of you, and also... To that point, I don't have anyone else to do it, so I kind of have to
there
believe
it. Is.
Yeah, I have to
put it into context. Yeah,
in the
yeah.
three of you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that sounds great. I've got like four or five ideas. We can go home and just sort of brainstorm it, do a pro and con list. I got this one where like we bring an apple from school and then like, or a big basket of apples, and we just like dump them all on the ground on top of the magic apple. And then we're like, oh no. But I know which one the magic apple is.
That's good. I like that. We could just steal it.
Yes.
I have a question.
You don't have to raise your hand.
Will we be honest with the centaurs about our intent?
Well, that is a fine question, Master Fearbolg. And he kind of looks at Argo and Fitzroy and says, I imagine that will not be the case. Am I wrong, boys?
Oh, almost certainly wrong, yes. You leave the talking to us, and you focus more on the apple stuff, because it seems like you're a forte.
Listen, I tell you this now, and Higelmus will attest, you must not tell me the plan. I am so bad to lie. He must wipe my memory away.
Okay.
I must not know the plan. Swear it.
Yes, we swear.
We will keep you ignorant.
It will be a need-to-know basis, and even then, there's like a whole nother basis below that we will keep you on.
Then let us march forward in blessed ignorance.
One last thing. Is this all part of a test of some sort?
No.
Okay, I had to ask.
Fearbog, would you like me to wipe your memory again?
It would be smart. I would love to. I'm trying to think of, as long as no one asks, I will be fine. And if someone asks, is the dog your brother? The ship, as they say, has done the sink.
You're not instilling me with a lot of confidence here, Mr. Fearbog, if I'm being honest.
Imagine how I feel, huh?
So is that a yes?
It'll make things way more complicated. Please don't.
No, I will be fine. These two will protect.
Please, I'll just start. I'll cough really loud if he has to talk about something, so maybe they won't hear.
This please will do nothing.
For the love of God, don't ever let the Fearbog out of your sight. If anyone asks him a direct question, if you have to knock him unconscious, whatever you need to do, get him the fuck away from them.
You may try this thing.
Well, to make a point, he's only gotten out of our sight when you've magically ordered him to. So.
Okay. You know what? I've explained all of that. I'm not going to
justify. I know you have. I'm just saying, you know.
It's just we were playing fantasy cribbage the other day, and he just left, and that was rude.
That wasn't me. And I shouldn't have to say this, but I'm going to, just because it feels like the good call talking to you three. No one else can know anything about this. Do you understand? Not a friend, not an advisor, nobody, not even family. No one, anyone you tell is not only put a danger themselves, but could be a danger to you. We don't know who we can trust. Do you understand?
Oh no. The bug.
What?
Higgermas. I am afraid Althea knows everything.